The calls for police reform and social justice following last summer's Black Lives Matter protests continue to resonate in Kansas City, Kansas. A number of cases there that date back decades are resurfacing. And this week, social justice advocates will release some of the names of several black women who were murdered and whose cases remain unsolved. KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports on one of those women, Rose Calvin. And a warning here, this story contains violent content.
On a Sunday afternoon a year ago, just before the pandemic hit, Mamie Calvin's tiny house in Kansas City, Kansas, began to fill up with her large family. One door slam, one how you doing at a time.
Hey, Granny, how you doing? Hi.
Now 93, Mamie Calvin and her late husband raised their 10 children in this house. Her seventh was Rose. Her siblings remember her as kind, neat as a pin, a girl who liked to dance to R&B records.
Yeah, well, she liked to Diana Rose. So did I.
That's Rose's sister, Ora Dean Walton.
Yeah, we liked to Diana Rose. And, you know, the lady singing groups.
But Rose dropped out of high school and fell prey to the curse of crack cocaine in the late 80s and early 90s. Her family isn't sure just why, says another sister, Gloria Calvin.
I think Rose got out there with the wrong crowd, messing, you know, her boyfriend and stuff, with the wrong people. She started using.
The wrong people included a Kansas City, Kansas police detective named Roger Golubsky. You may remember that name from the high-profile story of Lamont McIntyre, the KCK man who was exonerated and released from prison in 2017 after being set up for a double murder he didn't commit.
I think Golubsky was actually messing with her. Because she was on the streets.
That's Rose's brother, Eric. And when he says on the streets, he means...
She was on drugs. And that's what he preyed on, was people that was on drugs. She was always in the car with him.
That's what Golubsky was known for back then, allegedly preying on vulnerable black women for sexual favors. He faces a lawsuit claiming he did that to many women in KCK, including Lamont McIntyre's mom, who refused his advances. The Calvin family remembers Golubsky often picking up Rose, bringing her home.
I think Golubsky was supplying drugs. So it really wasn't her, it was the drugs that she was at.
Golubsky couldn't be reached for comment, but the family remembers the police detective at Rose's death, July 21st, 1996. Then 39 years old and the mother of a daughter, her body was found dumped in an empty junk-filled lot in KCK. Eric remembers what Golubsky told Rose's mom.
He said that her body was badly decomposed and she had been strangled and stabbed multiple times and something was stuck up in her. And come to find out later that all the things was a story.
Golubsky refused to let them see Rose's body and said he did the identification. And what he told them runs counter to the autopsy, which says that she was strangled and there was no evidence of sexual assault. KCUR showed the autopsy to Dr. Lawrence Kobolinski, a professor emeritus of forensic science at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
I don't see any physical evidence of trauma. I don't see any indication that she was raped.
KCK police refused comment for this story and said only that there's no statute of limitations on homicide, so the cases are open and active. But some social justice advocates don't think police are doing anything. Nikki Richardson is profiling the women on her 7th Street podcast and calling for an investigation.
There is a complete disregard of holding themselves accountable to the history that they know to be true. And if they're not even willing to acknowledge it or to seek any form of atonement over it, what's to say that the situation is stopped?
24 years after her death, Rose Calvin's family is asking the same questions. What they have left is her daughter and three granddaughters and the hope that someday Rose Calvin's murder will be solved. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.